Ben Azayoyme. Why have been saying it for thousands of years? Ben Azayoyme. Yevirotz l'mitzvah kalu obeyach min aveir. So one reason to do that, we learned what shemitzvah goyeret mitzvah ve'aveir goyeret aveir. Now what's left, very important, major concepts here of mitzvahs. Second half of the Mishnah, the last part, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, v'schar aveir aveir. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, v'schar aveir aveir. The first off-the-surface question that the Rishonim ask is, what do you mean schar mitzvah, mitzvah? Schar mitzvah has got to be Gan Eden. Schar mitzvah has got to be Olam Habo. If the mitzvah, you get another mitzvah, and that's the schar. And what's the schar for that? But it's another mitzvah. So then, what's tachlis? So all the Rishonim Perechod say that Vadai Blishum Sofik, also Lachshev Larega, that there is no schar for mitzvahs except for mitzvah. But Vadai schar Shomu Loilam Habo, Gan Eden. And the mission needs to be explained somehow around this fact. In other words, schar mitzvah mitzvah is l'mrot that the schar mitzvah is olam habo, but the mission is telling you a new concept called schar mitzvah mitzvah. Now, because of this question, there's a difficulty in the language, and there are three pshatim that each one of them is of extreme importance, and they have a certain common denominator where they come together. But first we're going to try to see each one individually, because each one of them has great importance on its own. We'll start with Rabbeinu Yonah. We had already mentioned the first half of Rabbeinu Yonah that the mitzvah gerez mitzvah was a mahalach of relationships of mitzvahs in a derech hateva, and that this part of the mission is schar mitzvah, and that's why it's called schar. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah is a derech ruchni. It's a what they would call a skula. It's a mahalach ruchni where there is a byproduct of one's actions that goes beyond the action itself. In other words, when a person does certain pula, certain, it should have resulted only in such and such, but because he merited to do this action, there's intervention from above. Schar is what you receive from above. There's intervention from and it becomes multiplied and expressed the results totally beyond what the Siva and the Suva of Mahalach should have brought. There is a supernatural Mahalach here of heavenly intervention in the process. That's schar mitzvah. So mitzvah goyeret mitzvah, that's a natural process. But the schar mitzvah mitzvah, that's really a supernatural process. It's a special alat teva mahalach. Zehu tam acha chutz min hateva. Explaining this, you saw the Ben Yonah tells us something which is very earth-shattering in our understanding of self, our understanding of our role and of existence. It's a very difficult concept to deal with, but when it's presented to us in such a beautiful way here in the Vinayana, in this Mishnah, with all to our advantage, that maybe we'll hear it. Maybe that way we'll hear it. There is the other half, the schar vera part that's there too. But we don't have to overemphasize that part. But the schar mitzvah, mitzvah ben yana, tells us the following statement. V'chein omu chachomim zal. He brings it from Chazal. Lo yinoson biyad ha'odom harava toif. Man was not given over the capabilities to do not good, not evil. We had it all wrong. We thought that that's what it's all about. You do good and you do evil. No, man doesn't do anything. Not good, not evil. He can't do a thing. Ach abechir levad. The only thing he can do is choose. He can turn this way or that way. He can decide which derech he wants to go on. But there and further, he doesn't have any, he's not empowered to succeed in anything on his own. Not even good things. Not even mitzvahs. They tell me I can't succeed in business without Siyat Nishmaya, so we have to be mechazik to understand that. But mitzvahs, that's I got to do. You don't do mitzvahs either. You don't do averes, you don't do mitzvahs, you only make prayer. That's all you do.
כמו שנאמר, ובחרת בחי. ואחר שבו הלו ידרך האחס,
once you decide which path, you got on the conveyor belt, well then the conveyor belt does the rest of the work. You got on the good conveyor belt, you're going to end up in good place. You got on the opposite conveyor belt, well you're going to end up where that's going.
ואחר שבו הלו ידרך האחס, אם הטוי והולך, והשם אימוי,
person doesn't have the capability to do good either. In the reverse, in the schar ve'aver, there's more here, but. In Bochas Hamov Sara, Vaso Avea Achas, a Kosh Bochum Misrach Mimeno, Umunichoi, Umoiso Isabiativo Hara, Vizeo a Priya Yetim in Avea, Shemenichon or Soilasis Achers, the Ain Biodo Yoholis Lasul Menadehahi.
Lasul.
You can't get off the path. You chose it, the conveyor belt goes.
Who's the conveyor belt here?
That's the problem. That's what we have to talk about. Kilei lo odom darkoi b'shekvar bocha lo yaderech. Your ways are not in your hands once you chose your way. You chose the path, now walk down it. You cook the soup, eat it. You can make another decision. You have to make another decision. You have a constant capability of moving the Hege. You can move the wheel. Turn it to the right, turn it to the left. That's all you do. You made a wrong turn, you can make now a right turn. But if you went down the path and you didn't make another turn, well then you go down more and more and more. And if you go up the right path, even if you didn't make another right move, you go up more and more. We don't want to hear this, I know. It's going to be the next mission. What we do, our lives are very dependent on coming to whatever degree we can of being somewhat in relationship to reality. A very chosh of a person is somebody who's nowadays, I don't know what to say, 20% in reality. In real reality. Some people are in Alice in Wonderland somewhere off, you know. Chalal, not connected to even the non-reality that people in non-reality call reality. They're off on trips. But in Toy reality, the real inner reality of the world, 20% is a very high madriga. All the avodah, the rabbi says in a place, the ikur avodah of the tzaddikim is lachaven daitom ledas koyim, to become aligned, to be in harmony, that a man and the tzoyin shemayim follow the same path. The Rabbanu Shalom created a world, the fear of tzoyinai, and he has a rotzoyin in everything that exists, how it should be. And he created man with the capability of playing a role that this Rotzoin should come out total fruition. But the Ben Yoin is clarifying to us that the central issue is that the Rotzoin should be on the same, the decision, the desire, the path that one chooses should be according to the Ritzon Shemayim. The Ritzon Shemayim created the possibilities from going in all directions. In order to allow here and all that comes with it, he enabled, he created the capabilities of a person going against Gavu Yochel or Ritzon Shemayim. You can go down a different path. We have to emphasize, soon we'll get to it, the difference between, there is a major difference between Tzchar Mitzvah, Mitzvah, and Tzchar Aveir, Aveir. It's not the same. It's weighted. I will just mention it quickly so there shouldn't be confusion. This is the famous Chazal, Habol Atayir Messiah Noisai. If you're coming in the proper direction, they're going to assist you. Habol Atamois, going the other direction, Poiskin Loi. They open the doors to allow you to tumble down on your own. So there is an intervention. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And it could be that without this Mishnah, you wouldn't have understood that other Chazal properly. Poiskin Loi is also an intervention. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That Tzchar Aveir Aveir. It's not just passive allowance. So it's not just passive allowance. The Mishnah is telling us not that way. All right, let's get it clear. We're going to ask it as a steer, and we'll answer the steer. The Mishnah tells us Schar Aveir Aveir, which means an intervention. The Poshet Pshat of Volatamois Poiskin Loi means that they don't close up the way in front of you. They don't prevent you. There's a passive allowance. That there's the chiddush that the Ben Shem allowed a person to do, enabled the person to do something connected to Tzayna. Doesn't seem to shtim. Here it's saying that there's an active continuation of the process, intervention in the process. Here it's a passive allowance. So Ben Yoina, in his words here, explains this concept. He brings this chazal, so the other Rishonim, on this Mishnah, to emphasize that this is that and that is this. It's not two pshatim and two shitas. No, it's the same thing. And the idea, he says, im bochas hamov v'sara v'osave achas ha-kolesh bochum misrachek mimenu, that is the intervention. U'manichoy u'moysa oysa b'yativ v'hera, that's the passivity. What is it coming lafuke? They don't push you down. There's no boots. But there is an intervention of the Rabbanu Shalom distancing himself and allowing a person to be under the forces of his own nature. And that itself is an active intervention. The natural reality of Borei V'Nivra, the way it was created and meant to be, was something of very special relationship, Advekus B'Tachlis. Even when the Borei Shem created man in the matzav of a Bechira, which required a certain distancing, but there was a great closeness. Klai Yisrael is called Am Kroivoy. Mi Goy Godol. The Ben Shem is close to us. The natural reality of a Yid is that he's Tachas Kanfei Yashchina. Becoming a Jew, being Megayer, is called Nichnus Tachas Kanfei Yashchina. It means that's where you're going to find Jews. If you want to look for a Jew, look under the Kanfei Yashchina. That's where he is. That's the natural habitat. If you think he lives in America or Greece or wherever it is, right, that's the outside version. From the inside version, a Yid lives Tachas Kanfei Shechina. The natural reality of a Yid is to live in the supernatural reality of Tachas Kanfei Shechina. Aveira, merits, in quotes, that the Rebbein Shem intervenes in a person's general situation and distances himself. Maybe there's still an overall Kal Tachas Kanfei Shechina, but it's not the same. And you have to understand the million levels of this. It's not either yes or no. Every little aspect can be, you know, in this level yes, in this level not, in this Pechina yes, in this level not, more and less, Echus, Kamos, forms, all the different Pechinas that there are. But the generality of it is, every Avera in its level creates a wall, a distance between man and the Rebbein Shem.
What does it mean,
Tachas? I don't know what Tachas means, I don't know what Kanfei means, I don't know what Shekhinah means. I have no idea. You're right. So why am I talking about what I don't know? Good question. I admit, I don't want to go into that. The general concept is a marshal. The way a mother bird hovers and carries the young under her wings, that's a very special close relationship of protection. That's the marshal of Tachas Kanfei Shechina. Why does the Shechina have kanofim? You know, a bird, so you can fly around. That's somebody that and no problems in transportation. What does it mean? That's not the subject right now. We'll leave it. We don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know. We'll put on the list. If there's any room left, you know. No problem. But we're trying to figure out what this mission is telling us. The mission is telling us a major, just this level, this approach, the Bnei Yonah's approach, major overhaul of all our thinking. Right? Until now we thought, at least in mitzvahs of Eiris, maybe business the Bnei Shalom does it and we just do it status. Maybe we know that, right? But mitzvahs of Eiris that I do. Mrs. Vez, you don't do either. You only choose. What happens after you choose? Well, then it depends. Right? It's not equal. Schar mitzvah is an act of intervention of taking you by the hand and pulling you up. Bringing you, what? I die. All right, we'll see another level of this.
Sounds like from the mashal you only need one bechir latov in your whole life. I mean, if you're just an automatic pilot, you just kavan right the first time and that's it. If you're on the other track, okay, yeah, I gotta get that car. Or you want to be activating bechir all the time.
Said that it's only everything is in every is only in an element. Mitzvah is not called teripula. If you did a mitzvah like the Rambam says in its totality in shleimus, which has within it the total relationship, every mitzvah has that capability theoretically. And that's what he says, a person's going to go with one mitzvah. That's the Shittas HaRambam. But Vadai, generally people are a yo-yo. They have mitzvahs pulling up, then they make a bad turn, they make a good turn, they make a bad turn, a good turn. And there's counterbalances and interrelationships of all of this mismatch. Don't worry about it. Man. It's not just... you're not going to get off the hook with 1 minute. But in a Hanami, there are very, very many situations in a person's life. So what the Dassel calls pure clawless, right? Which is this type of a major change. Where once I made the change afterwards, and generally, there's no problem. If that person wasn't showing me Shabbos, because of his background. And he made one, could have been 5 minutes, and you heard a shir, and said, well, and that's it, he's from Kabbal Shabbos. And then afterwards he just joined the Kabbal Shabbos camp, and after that, automatic pilot for the rest of his life. 100%. And all of that will get scarred for without any questions. It all started with one switch. Most of what we do, if a person will check out, most of what he does is not because of Bechir that he decides at the moment when he does it. 90, maybe 95% of what a person does is the natural reaction and expression of who he is at the moment. You are this type of a person, therefore in this situation you do this. Example, you're ashamed of Shabbos? Well, you keep Shabbos. Person says, well, Shema Shabbos in general, yes, but all of the details, well, that's for the rabbis. I'm not from the rabbis. And then one day he goes into Mechon Daniel, and he found out there's a shir for everybody, and they teach Hilchos Shabbos. And then he finds out, well, no, it's not so simple. There's Beira and there's Bishul, and this is the loch, and that's the loch, and this one. And then he said, wow, I can understand this too. Maybe I can be a rabbi. All right, you know what? I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbinical student. I can know halacha. What do you mean? I'm one of the Shemesh Shabbos. You learn halachas. That doesn't take you very long to realize what you can just start with the Hagdam of Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos. That if you don't know Hilchos Shabbos, well, then you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. Because it doesn't work that way. So a person just makes a little switch. He says, until now, he taught halachas for rabbis. And then he found out, no, halachas for everybody. Right? Deciding halachas for rabbi, but knowing halacha, everybody got halacha. And you take out this, Baruch Hashem, so many things available in every language, shape, form, and color. Right? You get something fitting for your level, you sit down, you learn the halachas, every Shabbos a little bit, or whatever it is. And now, well, you were Shema Shabbos before also, yeah, nachon. But now you found out that you were Shema Shabbos based compared to the Mechal Shabbos. But compared to the Shema Shabbos, you were a Mechal Shabbos. And now, you became a Shema Shabbos. Behemis. Okay? But just one little switch. Then, for the next 70 years, the person keeps Shabbos properly. Okay? It's automatic pilot, relatively. It's no new decision to keep Shabbos. Once you learn Hilchos Beira and you luchazed them in and you know them, okay? And then it's not so terrible. If you know, you remind yourself every once in a while, you chazer, and you keep them. So, you know, it's not a big nesayin. No big deal. And the same thing with kashrus, and the same thing with tarasim hashpocha, and the same thing with all of areas of Torah. The Vayishan was not out to make our life difficult. He was out to make our life very, very good. Any difficulty, we said this so many times, we're going to say it again, and I want to show it to you in the second pshat here in the Mishnah, in such strength, it's unreal. The Rebbein Shalom only wants our good. Anything that not good that comes out of what we do didn't come from the Rebbein Shalom. That came from something wrong that we or some human being that affects us did. Let's go to the second pshat, even though we haven't finished the first pshat, just to get a little breath. What the concept of the Mishnah is. There are other Rishonim who bring both this pshat. Let's take, for example, the Rav Adya, the Rav. He brings the first pshat. It seems to be a quote from the Beinu Yonah. And then he says the second pshat, and this is found in many Rishonim. Schar aveira aveira. Schar usually relates to something pleasurable in the positive, and something impleasurable in the negative. What's called pleasure is a different subject, but positive and negative input, right? So it says, yeah, that's what it means here too. It says, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, the hanoah that a person gets from doing a mitzvah is itself a mitzvah. And he'll get schar twice. Once for doing the mitzvah, once for enjoying it. A lot of Rishonim say it, the Rav says it. And Tzchar Aveira Aveira. Besides the Aveira, the Hano that a person has when he does the Aveira is another Aveira, is another element of Aveira. And it's a world apart. Doing the same Aveira and knowing that you're wrong and having difficulty with it. It's a whole different world who running after it with no qualms. The more your person enjoys the veir, that's another veir. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah, the know that a person has in the mitzvah, that itself is a mitzvah.
Doesn't that tie to the first concept of Russ?
Yeah. But I mean tie it. That's it. We are only learning one Mishnah. The Mishnah is heavy rods, that's why I started reading it again, just so we shouldn't forget. The Mishnah is telling us only one statement. Right? It's taken them a couple of weeks to do it, but It's only telling us one yesod. Heavy yurots, the mitzvah kala, uberech min aveira. Sheh. It's good. It's mitzvah. It's schar mitzvah, schar aveira. But here the concept here that the Eitz Yosef brings from Chavis Yor. You know, these things we've been hacking them for weeks, for years, I don't know. These things the yesodis that a person has to be koina, the yesodis hadas. You can find it in almost every sefer that you open if you know where to look. And if you don't know where to look, if you just read, you bump into it. Yeah, we weren't looking for it here. Things you've heard before.
Schar mitzvah mitzvah, akavona mashum da kodesh bochu, chofetz, chesed hu, le'etiv in b'yoysof.
The Rabbi Yisrael is only interested in us having good. That's his ratzayin. What's a mitzvah? Doing ratzayin. The basic ratzayin of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is le'etiv in b'yoys.
V'im ba'al adam ra.
If a person had something negative, something unpleasant happened to him,
u'metzad pul also yanimshach marom me'alel.
That's because of some activity that he did that caused the bad to himself. That the ra itself is what the aveira that you do has within it its own internal b'nei obey, is that it requires this result of the yisurim that comes from it.
V'akolish bo mitztaro in
shoshotze. That's not. I didn't want that. I don't want you to suffer. I want you to have it good. Why are you suffering? Who asked you to suffer? The Kodesh Baruch Hu has tzar kavu yochel from that.
Shukin neged ritzoin yisbach lehitiv
b'levav. And that's what it says in the Mishnah, that when a person does a mitzvah and he has enough from it, and he's going to get tzar from that, so now he has three tzars. He gets tzar for the mitzvah, he gets tzar for having enough from the mitzvah, and now he's going to get tzar. Well, that's also ritzoin. So he's got another tzar. But that's also Nezka. It's going to get Nezka. It goes on forever. This is one of the rayas.
Right.
That's Schar Mitzvah by Al Maleko. Because internally, in the process of Schar, it's Nitzchi. Every element of Schar that you start, it has a replication system that can never end. Basic, you saw it is that the Ritzoyin Shemayim of the mitzvah is inclusive in it the good that's supposed to come out of this process. And the Ritzoyin Shemayim in not doing the veir is inclusive in don't go wrong, don't get punished. Because I don't want you to go wrong and I don't want you to get punished. And both of the Ritzoyinos, the Benishim gives Schar and Einishvo. So Schar, mitzvah, mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah, the hanol that person has in it, the reward of having that the Boishim has the capability of giving you toif, you get schar for that too. And the same thing in the reverse. The yesod hakol is that the Boishim's ikir rotzoin is lahitiv in b'yosef. Mitzvahs in a b'yosef is the cosmic process that allowed Kavayoch Rabbeinu Shalom to lehetiv in b'yosim in the ultimate form. That whole process is one of allowance, of ones that brings out the capabilities the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted it to be, to him to be meitiv in his greatest way. But any pain that a person has is negative, so he spoke. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. That's why, for example, to give it, make a tinus. You have to have a good excuse for that. You can't just, well, you know, in a Christian idea, the more tinus, the better. Here, I'm going away from my limousine. Well, the Rebbe didn't ask you to do that. I don't want you to suffer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Adov Noira. Yeshua made a cheir in Yericho. It's Pashas Shavuot also. Moshe Rabbeinu made a cheir. They made a chayim on the Melchomus, Melchomus Amalek, the first melech that they were. And Ochan was mile in the chayim. Yeshua kind of had tainus, like, you know, one person did in a veira, and when all of the Klai's was to suffer. So the Baruch Shalom set him straight. He told him different answers to these things. But one of the things that he told him, right, is who asked you to make a cher? You want to be frum? You weren't mechuvin l'dayti. I want to give the kol toiv. You go make chalon. That's what happens. You're at fault. You know why he did it? You know why he had this pitfall? It started from you. The head starts, you know, they say the fish rots from the head. Who asked you to make a chayr? Where does the Gemara learn it from? Because we would think that they were moil in the chayr. Right? So what do you do the next time? Well, now we're going to make a triple chayr. And it says, for foolish in the Pesach, then right afterwards, when they made the Mechomas Ayah and they captured Ayah, no Choromim. Either have everybody got their part. What happened? Yeshua learned his lesson. Yeshua learned his lesson. It's not necessarily good to make a Chayim. You have to know what Ritzon Shemayim is. There are Cheshbonis, maybe yes and maybe not. And you need a Yeshua maybe to make a Cheshbon for that, for all of Klai Yisrael. And it's such an edel chesed. See, the Baruch Shem had to show him in this way. But no, you made a mistake. You didn't understand ad kedei eifo magia, the return of the Baruch Shem sheyet toif. I'm giving them Eretz Yisrael for their good. I want them to eat. I want them to have good. Boilem azel, boilem abo. What are you making chorama for? You give it to me, I'm giving it to them. Don't give it to me, give it to them. I want them to have it. If you would have had it beheter, you wouldn't have come to Yisrael. Oh, you didn't have the problem, Nachon, but you're head of all of Klai Yisrael, and there'll be that one person somewhere that's going to have the problem. Right? Because he needed good. When you made Chorom, don't make Chorom. He would have had his good beheter, he wouldn't come to Yisrael. So you're responsible for the Yisrael. It's mind-boggling. It's a whole different way of thinking. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The Baruch Shalom is out for only one thing. He wants us to have it good. And mitzvahs, right, contrary to Christian thinking, contrary to religious thinking, b'chlal, mitzvahs are good. Aveiros are bad. That's what it is. Says, choose whether you want ruchnius and then be really spiritual thing, or you want to have physical life. That's not what it says. It says you can choose between life and death. You can choose between blessing and curse. That's what you can choose. Because the essence of good, ruchnius and gashmius, go all the way together. And the essence of bad, ruchnis and gashmi, goes all the way together. Torah is the gilui of Ritzonei Shemayim, of how he created the world. It's the master plan, how he created the world. And with this master plan, he created all of this world he created in order to be able to bring us Asherecha v'toyulach. How do you do it? Well, he told us in the Torah how to do it. That's what mitzvahs are. Do the mitzvahs and don't do the avers. That's how you do it. You want to have it good and bring your Torah to the Mabah, this is the way to do it. Very simple. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. Schar aver, aver. Third chat. What? Yeah. There are different levels. There are different levels of the no, but that includes other Rishayim that mentioned Mefurish, the concept, right. The tiny Geruchni, the Simcha. There's some people that think that there's a chasor in Lishmo if you enjoy doing the mitzvah. Right? They're in the wrong religion. That's not the way it works. Right? What?
That is Lishmo.
Right. Lishmo means, the Rambam says, Ba'av. So Zishon explains the same as like. Karvus Lashem, being closer, mechuvin, we're telling you that's what the mitzvah and mitzvah is. That's a simcha. That's a hano, vaday. That's why the relationship of Torah and mitzvahs between Boy and Nivra is given the Moshal of Ish V'Isha. So given the Moshal of Matan Torah was a chasm. Because that's what it's all about. It's closeness and warmth and happiness. All of the minhagim of Klal Yisrael, of Chasna, we learn from Har Sinai. What's that going to do? That's it. That's the story. That's what it's all about. Being close to the Rabbi Yishlam, being in the good, being in the Or, being in the Toif. Shrecha ben Amazer, Toif Lachalayim Abba. Yeah, anything else that bothers you? That's the only thing that bothers you. And when did it start bothering you? Yeah. If you see, this is a very good question. It's an excellent question. Where did Nisyonis come in? Nisyonis is a very, very non-classical mahalach. They kind of trip you up to see whether you're going to fall. Right?
I saw a shot today that was exactly in Mahalik, that the soil, that's an assumption that's impossible to be honored. But all you can do is shoot, and the ness of the Nisoyan is that Hashem allows you to be honored in the soil.
Okay, there's a lot of ways of saying the same thing. The basic Yisoyed, Nisoyan, doesn't mean falling. Nisoyan means being uplifted. That's what the word means. Nesli is noises. And as Chazal say, a bunch never tests a person when he knows he is going to fail. That person that naturally should pass the test does have a prayer to not pass the test. Because at all times, as long as you're in the Olam HaAvodah, there's always a prayer. But the Nisoyin is an opportunity for growth in its essence. Because it's in this world of Olam HaBchira, every opportunity to growth has to have within it the capability that you go the other direction also. A Nisoyin, meriting a real Nisoyin, is a pat on the back. Like Chazal say, the Moshel of Kadorim, that you don't test out the weak pots. You only take the stick and bang on the strong pots. If you bang on the weak pots, they break. If you go to the Kadermacher and he sees this pot, he's banging away at it, by it. And that's the strong one. He knows he made it. And if he's using a very careful, don't buy that one. You know, lace gloves, not that one. Kacha Nisoyan, when the Bnei Shalom sees this as a person who merits to be uplifted, he has processes that allow this growth to go in ways that if he would just go his own natural path without his intervention, he wouldn't be given that opportunity. And the person has to be schlepped out to a whole new madriga. You brought it up already, it's off the subject, but okay, what can you do? You got me talking, so I'll keep going. There's one more element. Why is it that an Isoyan very often, or even basically, has an element that there's a hester upon him that comes to allow a person to be in that Nisoyan? It says when Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, he lost all of his madrigas. There was no Ruach HaKodesh and no Nevuah, and he didn't have any feeling of the. It says that Avraham Avinu, but Shtei Kli Yosef Nasalek Shtei Tamu Chichom Limdu Et Kol HaTorah. It may, who knows what it really means, but part of what it means is that he internally had a mechanism, that he had a sensation, a sensitivity to be able to know what Ritzon Shamayim is, and that guided him to be more and more mechuvin ad he got to the Rabbonans, to be mechuvin legami the Ritzon Shamayim. That was his normal state. When he went to the Akedah, it didn't work, right? And as much as he felt, this was not Ritzon Shamayim. All of the normal siyata d'shmaya of Avraham Avinu was taken away. Then he was given the test of giving black and white. You were told to do it, you're going to do it, and finish. Right? No help, no senses, no madregas, no nevuah, no chol kodesh, no tamid chum, no nothing. Dark. All in you. What? Each thing is a sugya. I'm just giving it as an example. There is a nefila. There is a person who's brought down. Anybody, I don't know if there's anybody who hasn't had an nisayon at some level, but some people are more aware of it than others. But any person who's gone an nisayon, a classical nisayon, it goes like this. A person's in a good matzav ruchni. He's being mischazik. He's learning well. He's davening well. And then things start going wrong. Right? Gets spit at. Gets knocked down. All of what he's trying to do doesn't work. And when he's down and out, and the davening's not going, the learning is not going, and everything he does, and he was on the way to shir, and there's a flat tire. And a flat tire, oh, it's a new tire. I want to go to shir with a flat tire. Missed the shir. It's like, you know, they're working against him. Right? And then when he's down and out, they bring him to Nisoyim. Hit me while I'm down. Right. Well, what's this all about? Well, you hate me? What happened? That's part of the Nisoyim. The concept is, every Nisoyim is a real uprising. Not to the next level, but to the next world, to the next, not a raising in quantity, going up, but changing world, changing levels completely. You're leaving the old status and going into a new status. In order, there's a rule, general rule, without going into understanding it too much, but this is a rule. Right? The Rambam explains this, Marina Vuch, and all this far, and bring it. A new world, a new level, cannot be created until the old one folds apart. You don't have overlapping of worlds. When you want to bring something up to a higher level, then just the marshal of a seed that has to degenerate, and then it can come and become, start growing. The seed, when you put it in the ground, first it gets rotten. Only then can it start growing. The fancy words are she'ein tzura mislavish al tzura. So the first tzura has to. Let's take it simply. If you want to have the wood or the table, you want to make it a chair. You can't make it directly from a table to a chair. You have to first break it up as a table, and then you can build a chair. As long as the wood is a table, you can't go directly to being a chair. Especially true in Ruchnius, that when you want to go from one level to a higher level, when the Baal Shem merits, the person should be raised up, well then the old world has to fall apart. And that is the process where the old world is starting to break apart, and then they give you the opportunity to do that prira that merits the beginning of the new world, the new growth. That's for Nisayon. What's good with the mission? Mitzvahs love that.
Why is there
scar for the mitzvahs? We are off on a different tangent now. You can go on.
I'm on the old tangent.
You can go on another tangent.
I'll wait.
Can
you say the question?
You can interrupt an interruption. He's asking a good question. A lot of good questions tonight. You don't want to finish this Mishnah. Mishnah Goreis Mitzvah. Doesn't say that somewhere. Mishnah Goreis Mishnah. I don't know. I think it's a Mishnah someone picked up. Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitno. Very good question. Seems to go against everything we're learning, right? Especially this last piece, right?
What was the question?
What's the concept of Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitno mean? So before we try to understand how it fits into the Mishnah, first we have to understand the concept on its own. What does that mean to say? Let's just stop that and say. So first of all, you have to know that it starts as a halachic concept. It's a halachic concept. that when a person's involved, for example, a person who's not allowed to use a mikveh because of a neder or something, and now he's mechuyev because of a mitzvah to do a tefillah in that mikveh, so that's where the Gemara applies the concept from mitzvah lav lehedistim. You have to start understanding the concept from the halachic aspect of it. The concept of mitzvah lav lehedistim means that the mitzvah is not the schar mitzvah. Don't get confused. Our Mishnah is coming to clarify to us that schar mitzvah is also important. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. That concept is don't think that's the mitzvah. Let's not forget about the mitzvah itself. And mitzvahs are all. Like the Gemara says in Brochus, that if a person says that Al kan tzipu gilu achamech mashtikin hoisoi, the reason is mitzvahs lo nitnu elo le'ol. Gemara Brochus. Rashi, yeah. You know what daf it is? What? I'll be here in a minute now. Rashi. Chadom neisha oisu midoishu shakosh bochu reacham veinu ela gzeos. Midoishu Rashi says a mitzvois. Vu loy le rachamim also ela lahatil al yisrael chuke gzeroisov loydia shehim avodo vashem mitzvoisov. So, we can't call it, but the kitzur, big yisoid, it's not the yisoid that the Mishnah is coming to teach us, we will find a place where to learn this yisoid. Big yisoid, that person has to know that the mitzvah itself, mitzvah itself is kasher tzivani Hashem Elokoi. It's an inyan of malchus. Like the Gemara says in many places, first is kabol for malchus shemayim, achar kol all mitzvahs. Moshe lemelech, shomu akoidim tekabol alav malchusi, achar tekabol like zivoisai. One of the concepts of malchus is one, generally speaking, being accepting the malchus, and number two, there has to be gzeiros. This has established the process of the relationship of Eved Melech L'Melech. The mitzvos are a opportunity the Rebbein Shem gave us not to try to figure out what the Tzayin Shemayim is. We were told what Ritzayim Shemayim is. We were ordered what Ritzayim Shemayim is. We weren't given any choice about it. We were told this is what you have to do. The mitzvah is do this under orders of the king. The essence of the mitzvah is lav le'enisne. Because there is such an important concept like that, that's why the Mishnah has to emphasize the chidush. You shouldn't think that, therefore, like many kings made the mistake over the generations, that the more that you can knock down the under your gzeiros, the more king you are. And this brought them to uxorious on their nation. So, Eochanami, Vadai, both concepts exist together. The relationship of the Bein Yishlam is Melech of the Am. There's Melech, there's Malchus, and there's Tzivuyim. And there's where Einshim come from also. But, where does it all come from? Ha'etivim B'Yosef. This included the Mahalach of Malchus and the Mahalach of Tzivuyim and all of that is the way, it's the complex, complete way how the Bein Yishlam brings out the greatest form of Toif. However, the process itself, we know what a mitzvah is, it isn't a suggestion. It wasn't just an indicator, it wasn't a map, go this way. It was a tzivui. It was a mitzvah. It was a gzeres melech. You gotta do it this way. Then there could be taimei mitzvahs. There can be rachamim in the taimei mitzvahs. What? That's no. It's more than taimei mitzvahs. It's more than taimei mitzvahs. But it's not the essence of the mitzvah. Or I said basically, it's not the essence of the type of relationship that mitzvahs were given over to. In a mitzvah v'oisa has all the side benefits, what you call, or all the time mitzvahs he has. He doesn't have so much schar. Because the ultimate schar can only be given in this form. For reasons that I can't explain everything in one shot. Right? But mitzvah v'oisa is more schar, not less schar. There ain't a mitzvah voice. There's more scar that way. Ain't a mitzvah voice is only the inyonim. Mitzvah voice has beyond all the inyonim an establishment of that special relationship called Eved Melech. Eved Melech. Ayedeg Zeoisef. But the mitzvahs itself, L'chayra, are only given K'dei L'Hetif. You would think that's lehenos nitnu. That's their form. That's the form of this relationship. Leave it. We have to not get confused with other issues right now, because there is enough in this mission itself that the concept the mission wants to teach us that we have to concentrate on. I'm going to bring in now the third approach, what the Mishnah tells us.
Does the star for messages besides
the mitzvah itself is that's the Chosid Yaivitz. When he's explaining this Mishnah, he wants to clarify the context of Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah and the confusion. What do you mean Schar Mitzvah is Olam Habo? So he brings in also the confusion, the further confusion. Why is it that in the Torah you don't find Mefurish that Schar Mitzvah is Olam Habo? Because it's Aleichu, you find Ashrecha Olam Hazeh. The Toiv Lach Leilam Abba is only B'Emes. He wants to come to explain the Mishnah. He wants to bring everything together here and explain the Mishnah that although Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah Vadai means that the Iker Schar is Leilam Abba, but still it means for real Schar Mitzvah is Mitzvah. The real Schar of the Mitzvah is the next Mitzvah. How do you explain it? So he says, well, you have to understand what does it mean, a mitzvah. If a mitzvah contained within it only the idea that the Rabban Yishon gave an order and he did what he wanted. And for that fact, instead of giving us put on tefillin, he could have also jumped up and down and spit wooden niggles. But he, for whatever reason, decided not to tell us to jump up and down and spit wooden niggles. He could have put on tefillin. But basically, if he would just been sad, the fact that I was told to do this and I did this, there's no difference. What's the difference between standing on your head and spinning with nickels and tefillin? Well, a few differences, I agree. But the essence of the difference is... What? No, I mean, if a Navi would come and tell you, B'Shem Hashem, that you should stand in your hands spittable nickels, so then you should stand in your hands spittable nickels fast. No question about it. Right? And if you do it, you'll be a kiyum of Ratzon Shemayim, a kol b'seder. But it won't be part of mitzvahs. It'll be kind of mitzvahs Navi, it'll be... It won't be in the parsha of mitzvahs. It's a special high parsha called mitzvahs. You won't come. Why? So he tells us the Yisoid. Ki ha-mitzvah is lefia emes enom ki im toisefes dveikus b'chayo elomim. You know what mitzvahs are? Every mitzvah has within it a package of another capability, another element of connection of the dveikus between Bore and Ivra. Because Yosef mitzvahs Yosef dveikus became mitzvah hischora. Because what is the mitzvah? What is chai mitzvah? Olam Habo, what's Olam Habo? Olam Habo is the capability of being b'masav of dveikus in the Rabbani Shalom. Well, that's what mitzvah is. A mitzvah is a dveikus machine. That's what it is. Orders, standing on your hands, spinning one nickels, would be kiyum ritzoin, and you'd get paid tzchar outside tzchar, like you get paid for doing work in this world. Mitzvah, the mitzvah is that the Benjamin told us that this is ritzoinoi, that it's fitting with the ritzoinoi of Lehetiv and Briyosev in the ultimate form, which is dveikus. And every mitzvah is a biur prati, a individual element of this overall concept called Vegas. The mitzvah itself, the keem of the mitzvah, the mitzvah of the mitzvah, we think the mitzvah is having to go through the motions. That's how you do the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is a mitzvah ruchni of relationship between Bore and Ivra. When you can take physical things, right? You take an olive branch, date branch from here, and a citrus tree from there, and you go like this. Right? So what'd you do? Physically, it's no big deal. Right? You took it and took it down. Right? But that contains with it in Metzius Ruchni that the Rabbi Shalom packaged for us of Tveikus with the Rabbi Shalom. The mitzvah is not going through the motions. The mitzvah is the toichen ruchni that translates in its proper place to dveikus in the Rebbeinu. The essence of mitzvahs is dveikus with the Rebbeinu. V'im kein kol ha-Torah einu ela derech likonis lo'olam haba. We've heard these words before.
Not now. Not right.
That's what he explains over here. Torah is, we've said it in these mamish, these words, Torah is the direction manual of how you create Olam Haba from Olam Hazeh. That's what it is. Olam Hazeh is a proizdol Olam Haba. Means that it would lead to it. It brings you there. It's the only way to get in. Olam Hazeh was created to enable a person to merit and to attain those qualities that are necessary for dveikus. That process is described in the Torah and given us in the order of malchus in mitzvahs. So schar mitzvah mitzvah, he says, bring it all together and it comes back to kipshuta also. What do you want? Schar mitzvah is olam haba? That's what the mitzvah says. Schar mitzvah mitzvah doesn't only mean the next mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. You did mitzvahs arba minim. Your schar for it is the dveikus of arba minim. That is, the schar is dveikus. Schar is olam haba. Nenev ziv ha-shechina. That's contained in the essence of the action that you did. Olam hazeh. Oichel pirasein b'olam hazeh. A person can't come to the level of the dveikus of the real schar b'olam haba and olam hazeh. Schar mitzvah by halmaleko. But that doesn't mean it doesn't have an effect in Olam Hazeh. It has an effect of meaning that you are that person that has with you in your higher level of neshama for Olam Haba a higher level of dveikus. In which case, in this world, you're already a different type of a person. You're raised up. You're elevated. Yeah. Those two different subjects that we spoke about. Yeah, Vadai. Vadai. It all goes together. Because Mschar Mitzvah, it's not that you do, right? When you work for a boss, you dig a hole and you get silver, right? The hole and the silver have no relationship. That's not the way Mitzvah and Mschar works. When you do a Mitzvah, you're doing another connection, another plug between Bore and Nivra. And that's the Schar. What is Olam Haba? Like he says here in the continuation, says, that's what Chazal explained to us in short words, he says, that Misha lo toach be'ev shavuz ma'yil chol b'shabbos. He says, it's not an oynish that they're not going to give him to eat, that there'll be what to eat, but he won't be allowed to eat it. That's how you understand. The Baruch Shem has big sacks of Olam Haba, and he dishes it out. And the one who doesn't merit, he says, well, you're not getting because you were a bad boy. Says, no. The Baruch Shem doesn't have any Olam Haba. Right? The only Haba that he gives us is that we created with mitzvahs and Olam Hazeh. If he didn't create anything, so what are you going to eat? That's all there is to eat there. The only thing that you can eat is mitzvahs. There's nothing else there. It doesn't exist. Olam Haba only exists from Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a praise of Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is the opportunities, the capabilities through Torah and Mitzvahs to create and produce that situation, that level, that Shleimus HaOdom, all of those qualities that are necessary to attain this special ultimate Tachlis called Dveikus. Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. When you do the Mitzvah, the mitzvah itself is another connection to the Eitz HaChayim. It's another connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's another connection to Chai Lo Elomim. Because a person has attained another level of mitzvah, so there are two nafkaminas. Number one, you're closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom now already from that. You're more in the, under the ha'ara of Tuva Yisbarach. So Oichel Per Se in the Olam Hazeh. A person will have physical benefit from it. Like everything that's explained in the Psukim throughout the Torah. The expression of the internal good Olam Haba that you have in Olam Hazeh is number one, the Oichel Parasein of Olam Hazeh. Because it's the same Rotzen Lehetiv that takes its form each place according to its place. In Olam Hazeh, you're not going to come to Dveikus. That's not possible. In Olam Hazeh, you can have it good. You can have a call of the key and the psukim that you have of all of the baruchas. And the ruchni is the mahalich, which brings together the Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat of mitzvah, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. You were elevated. You were more connected. You were more closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now you're capable of doing mitzvahs that until now you were not. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. Because mitzvahs not only bring a person to dveikus, but, excuse me, cows can't do mitzvahs. Because they're not of the same subject. A mitzvah means connecting Bayer v'Nivra. Cows were not created to come to direct relationship to the Bayer v'Nivra. They weren't created in that form. A person needs the prerequisite of being shayich l'dveikus in order for you to be able to do something that is a mitzvah. A mitzvah, the ma'ila of being mitzvah means, just like we said in the Soyin, the same thing in mitzvah, a mitzvah is a person who merits, who has the prerequisites, that this mitzvah is his. therefore he's mitzuv in it. A person's not mitzuv in a mitzvah, that means he doesn't have the prerequisites for it. Or it's not his chelik, or other reasons. A being mitzuv in a mitzvah means that you are b'koyach, missing only the kiyum of this mitzvah to come to this particular level and quality of dveikus. So therefore, you're mitzvah to do it. Somebody who's not yet at that level, who's not of that type, who's not of that quality, who's a cow, can't be mitzvah. That's what we say in the bracha: Asher kidishonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu. What do I say? Asher kidishonu b'mitzvoyso before the v'tzivonu. The kiddushon of a mitzvah is that reinness and quality of a person that allows us to be mitzvah b'mitzvahs. Every mitzvah that a person does brings him to a higher level of kedusha, and therefore he comes to a more capability of being a mitzvah and having mitzvahs. So the mitzvah there is mitzvah. The mitzvah, well, what I meant was the schar mitzvah of bringing to the next mitzvah, the way the Rabbi Yonah explains. And the idea that all mitzvahs is l'tachlis hatoiv, and the third concept that the Chosid Yaivis explains to us, that the mitzvah itself is its schar, are just three sides of the same coin. This is the concept of the mitzvah. Mitzvah is coming closer to the Rabbi Yishlam, going in the Mahalach of Dveikus, going in the Mahalach of Kivus Elokim. The Einish, the Beyond the Neuro, the intervention that the middle level, right? We had the Kasha before. Poiskin Loi, they don't push you down, but there is an intervention. What is the intervention? So he says, the Rabbi Yishlam is Mishrachik, and what that has a result is that he gives you over to your Teva Hara. You want to run the world? Go ahead. You want to be in your own world? You don't want to be in the world of connecting Bayav and Nivri? You want to be in a world of a different tachlis? Go ahead. They allow you to do that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So we explained before what the Mahalach and the Sayin is. That's a Yerida L'Tzorech Aliyah. That's the breakdown. It's called in Chazal, that concept is called, the Maral explains, Hofa Kula Lovin Toho. Total destruction doesn't have to be bad. Total destruction could be either because you're annihilating something, the worst, or total destruction if it's the outside levels that are being destructed, not the inside levels. Right. Then the total destruction is the process of allowing a higher and better quality outside level being built on it. Yes, go ahead.
Every mitzvah becomes a different person.
What's that mean? Understood by what we explain now, right? Because even the mitzvahs hashav l'chol nefesh. Let's say a person does the simplest person does arba medium and fill in the mezuzah and tzitzis and everything. Assuming there's no problem with kashas, they both bought the same thing. Right? But vaday that the schar mitzvah is not just the actualization of the mitzvah; it goes beyond the quality of the mitzvah. A person who has a higher level of Shekhar Dishon of a mitzvah, so his mitzvahs are b'minim apply to where he is. So it'll take him up from the third level in Gan Eden to the fifth level in Gan Eden. And the other person is holding on the 19th level of Tumah, and their mitzvah of his will take him up to the 17th mitzvah level of Tumah. Yep. And that's very respectful.
But there is a
A person is his mitzvahs. The person is his mitzvahs. A person's mitzvahs is him. What? What happened today? Was this all kind of difficult?
Someone is not mitzvah at a certain level. So is that why it could be, like you have to be very careful as far as how much encouragement you give somebody to jump in the quality of the mitzvah, you know, performance in the mitzvah, because you possibly won't make it at that level. Maybe you're only making it in a lower level. And therefore, it could be worse for you, no? So encouraging somebody to do mitzvah is a certain madrega.
It's not fitting for him.
Huh?
Encouraging
you have to be careful. It may not be fitting.
Encouraging a person to do something like the Rebbe, right, that's not fitting for the person.
It's ridiculous.
Could be ridiculous. Could be very dangerous. It could be good. As a one of the darche akalkalois that a person needs to overcome difficulties and problems. It's not possible necessarily completely. That's not the Derech HaYoshua. That's not the main path. There are times when it's necessary. There's a role that it has to play. There's B'dievet, it's a Rosh Chodesh. So many ways that we have to overcome all kinds of other things. But that's not the main role. You know, the main role is going up the ladder, Shlav after Shlav. And the ladder is, you know, I think I've said this other times, a person has to go all the Derech HaYoshua. What is the Derech HaYoshua? A straight line is determined by the shortest route between two points, where you are and where you're supposed to be going. The Derech HaYosha of each person is determined by two points. The end point is the same for all, in relative terms. The Rabbanu Shalom, right? The difference is in the beginning point. The straight line is between where you are and getting to the Rabbanu Shalom. So some person was off here in right field, his straight line goes like this. The one who's off in left field, his straight line goes like that. So he's going to say, well, if you want to raise Hashem, you got to go this way. He says, no, no, no. If you want to raise Hashem, it's going that way. All right, there's no machlokes. It's not shittis. It's no deis over here. This is the straight line from this. This is the straight line for that.